Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
So we are in the last quarter, and we are in the back half already of the last quarter. And so let me kind of give you a couple of thoughts about that. First and foremost, I like to use the metaphor of race car driving. A lot of individuals, what they may not know is it's not just about who wins the race, but there's also a very coveted award in race car driving. And by the way, we're talking about Formula One, stock car or NASCAR. We're talking about IndyCar. We're talking about, you know, anything that's related to racing at the highest level or professional level. There's a coveted award called the fastest lap. Who's ever heard of it? The fastest lap. So there's the winner of the race. Yeah, I'm not surprised that Alex knew that. There's also who got the fastest lap. Now, yes, oftentimes the individual who got the fastest lap also is the individual who won the race. Sure. So let's talk about the fastest lap. The fastest lap most often occurs in the very last lap in racing. Yeah, think about it. You've got race car drivers that literally they're like, okay, cool. We know that there's enough rubber on the tires. We have enough fuel in the tank. The car is ticking. Everybody's pushing. And it's literally the last lap. Go, 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 go. So everyone pushes as hard as they can. They're not concerned about, most likely, as long as it's a well-engineered machine, they're not worried about the car flying apart on them because they know they've done a good job pacing the vehicle. And then all of a sudden at the very end, they accelerate. They never pull back.
They always push forward and give it all they've got, right? I mean, it's go time. Like, this is the last lap. So give it everything you've got.
Now, what's important to know is, and that's just in racing. So the last lap is oftentimes the fastest lap. And oftentimes the one that has the fastest lap is the one who usually will win the race. Not always, but most of the time. So there's this great opportunity to understand the ability to take all of the momentum, still in the metaphor, by the way, and just accelerate a little bit more so that you guarantee that you win the fastest lap and it ends up causing you to also win the race. Another thing to know as well, a lot of people don't know this, but there are more points scored in football, baseball, soccer, hockey, literally in the final period of the game than all of the prior periods put together. And this isn't all sports, right? This isn't all sports. So for instance, you have basketball, which is four quarters. You have football, which is four quarters. So you'll have more points scored in the fourth quarter than in the first, second, and third combined, right? Same in hockey, there's three periods. So in the third period, more points usually scored in the third period than the first and the second combined, right? And so same thing goes in baseball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So again, back to the metaphor. You have the most professional people in the world that are the most expert people in the world, that are the most elite people in the world, and they give it extra gumption.
Extra gas.
Extra oomph. Always towards the end. And this is why they're winners. Now, let's talk about what a lot of individuals will do. So right at about October 31st, Halloween, which is what we call the beginning of the holiday season, right? Because immediately after that, shortly thereafter, I should say Thanksgiving. And then you start to go into Christmas holidays, Hanukkah, what have you. Then you go into New Year's holidays. So for all intents and purposes, the holiday season is pretty much from October 31st all the way until January the 1st of the following year. Now, follow me here because this is so important. And if you get this, I'll say when you get this, this will have you far outperform all of your rivals from this point forward, guaranteed. This has been one of our secrets to our success in 13 years in business in this field and in our respective fields prior to us starting our coaching and consulting business, is that we always, always, always made sure that we looked at the fourth quarter as an opportunity to accelerate. Now, so look up here for a moment so I can give you a visual. I'm going to show you what a super achiever does, or the people that are in the 1%, compared to the individual that are, well, anything in the lower 99%, right? So if you imagine, we're going to go back to the metaphor of like a gas pedal. So if you have most individuals that are at this speed, let's say if they're even neck and neck, and this is their feet on the gas pedal, this is what most people do starting at October 31st.
They just kind of let off the gas a little bit.
Right. So now look at the delta, or look at the difference, look at the disparity between these two. Even if the individual who is a super achiever even maintained, which I'm going to come back to that here in a minute, if they maintain the current speed of acceleration, they are going to outperform the person who backed off a little bit. Okay. That's already going to be somebody that's part of the 1%. If you have an individual that they're really a super achiever to the level of being part of the fraction of 1%, everyone else will do this. They'll back off. They'll accelerate a little bit more because they know that the growth opportunity, the performance opportunity, the results opportunity is exponential. Every little tiny fraction of extra acceleration they do beyond where they're currently at. But we get that that's not for everybody. Now, for the fraction of the 1%, they're like, oh, wait a second. I want you to think this way. Everyone else is backing up. All you have to do is accelerate a little bit more. You're guaranteed to outperform yourself and beat your records and absolutely all of your rivals and peers, guaranteed. Now, it might be a little too intense for some people. Just know this, if you at minimum, when everyone backs off starting on October 31st and you maintain steady,
you're still ahead of the rest.
Easily. And now Shay and I aren't saying plow through the holidays. We love the holidays.
Yeah, spend time with your family and your friends and enjoy the holidays.
Schedule it.
Yet maintain your level of excellence so that you can at least stay ahead of where you've been before and capitalize on all that momentum that you've built up for the entire year, right? It's that wave, and you just ride that wave out until the end of the year, which then carries you into the new year.
Yep.
So you're not only finishing strong, but now you're carrying that momentum into the new year, where what happens to everybody else? Everybody else is coming out of the new year's fog around, I don't know, maybe middle of January. And then they're just starting to think about, oh, let me start scheduling my calendar now.
Yep.
In the middle of January. And versus the other person who's just carried that momentum and already, say, scheduled their appointments now. Into January. So now they've got all this energy already waiting for them in January.
So there's so much opportunity here. Now, let's also talk about the holidays. Shay and I, people always ask, they're like, they know that we eat very strict. They know that our health regimen is very strict. And they're always like, are you guys strict on Thanksgiving? I'm like, no. I want to eat it all. I want to enjoy every single aspect of Thanksgiving that exists. I want it all. Now, this is great from a good friend of ours, who's a world-renowned nutritionist and also celebrity nutritionist, Mark McDonald. He was talking to us about Thanksgiving last year. And he said, yeah, people have to remember that Thanksgiving is such a beautiful, awesome meal. And it's an opportunity to break bread with family, to share in stories and whatnot, enjoy the food, and just remember it's just one meal. Now, the problem is when an individual turn that one meal and they make it a lifestyle, that's a problem.
Sure.
Right? And they make that the way to eat every single day. Shay and I, we enjoy ourselves fully. We take 4 days off and we don't touch our computers and we don't work. Now, this brings me to a great Jim Rohn quote, the late Jim Rohn, one of our mentors, and he talked about the problem with individuals when they work while they're on vacation. They're the same individuals that will do vacation while they work. And that's why it's so important to compartmentalize. Shay and I do not work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday on Thanksgiving. So all this talk about finishing the year strong, we're not saying not enjoying vacation. We are absolutely saying enjoy your holidays. Enjoy if you take vacation around the holidays. Same with Christmas. It's always a four-day weekend, right? And that time is time for family. It's time for gratitude. It's time for sharing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not thinking about work. But I tell you what, all the gaps in between, I am not thinking about the holidays on every single day in between Thanksgiving and Christmas like most people do. These are the individuals, they're backing off. And the issue with that is it becomes so difficult to start the year on fire. And so to Shay's point, Another one of our secrets in finishing the year strong is that our January is booked up well before Christmas. So this has always been one of our secrets, because here's newsflash for you. Most people, they wake up from the Christmas fog in the middle of January and they're like, oh, I gotta go make some appointments. They start calling people, and people themselves are waking up out of the fog and they're like, I can't meet for at least the next 2 weeks.
Taking appointments yet.
I'm sorry.
Or their schedule is already booked. And so now you're having to wait until February, or, you know, and then it gets out of sight, out of mind, and it's just missed opportunities.
So one of our secrets has always been to have January fully booked our calendar in terms of all the appointments that we need for our business. We've got it fully booked before the Christmas holidays. Always has been one of our secrets, right? And then what happens is you say to individuals, I'd like to go ahead and get on your calendar for January the 10th, because you and I both know if I set the appointment in the new year, that it's already going to be booked up and you're going to be needing to play massive catch up. I'd like to go ahead and get on your calendar now. It increases the likelihood that you will have a faster start in the year ahead. So,
or people will be playing catch up because they maybe took time off at the holidays, and then it takes them 2 weeks to catch up from being out of the office, right?
The norm is most individuals are in a fog until middle January. They ate too much, they drank too much, whatever. And they start to wake up in January. They start getting into the mindset of booking their calendar up or their schedule up or what have you. Now, if they're lucky, if they start having appointments in February, maybe they start to, if they have a sales cycle, say they're in business or sales, that's 2 to 3 weeks long, it's March 1st before they've got any tangible results. So they're already 2 months behind. One of our secrets has always been, before, literally, we have up until Christmas to have January booked up for our coaching clients, any consulting clients, our trainings, et cetera. It's done. Any consultations with individuals that are looking for our programs, done. And this has been one of our secrets to having a fast start. But the way to have a fast start is first to finish the year strong. That's the secret. So you finish the year strong by making sure, at minimum, while everyone else backs off, hold steady. Just hold steady right where you're at. And if you want a little bit more, give it a little bit more acceleration. It will make sure that Q4, which is October, November, December, is bigger than any other quarter in the year before, and give you the momentum that has you literally speed into the new year with all this momentum, all of this energy, and all this success will likely cause your Q1 to be even bigger than your Q4 because you finish Q4 so strong. But the problem is, so many individuals, they back off, and then it takes them probably 1 to 2 months to ever get back into the flow of things. So important. If you can get this, then literally it'll be one of your secrets to your success. And you employ this every single year from this point forward will be huge. And then the compound effect will be even bigger. I'll tell you some of our data. There's yet to be one. We've been using this since we've been in business. And I've been using this even whenever I was back in the corporate world. Every year since we've been in business in 2009, our Q4 was always our most strong quarter of the whole year. And every year since we've been in business, that was in 2010, going into a new year, where our Q1 of the new year ended up being stronger than just the previous Q4 from 3 months before. Every year. Why? Because we always aim to finish strong. We are a little bit, you know, whacked in the head. But, you know, I know some of you can relate. How many of you know that you're like out there in terms of being a super achiever? You push further than anybody else that you know does. Okay. Those of you, if that's you, then we recommend, while everyone is backing off, accelerate a little bit more. We're not saying all the way pedal to the metal. Now, this is a big misconception when we talk about this mindset. People are always like, well, but this is where burnout happens. This is where burnout happens. Where individuals, where everyone else is backing off and people go pedal to the metal.
We're not saying that.
We're not saying that. That's where people will burn out. And then they got to pull themselves off the ground with a spatula in January and probably burn out, get sick, got to go on a 3-week vacation to recover, whatever. And that's not good either. That's just not smart. That's one reason burnout happens, is pedal to the metal. Or the individuals that have been back here the whole time anyway, they're behind on their numbers. They're behind on their goals. They're behind on all the outcomes they wanted for the year. And they're like, oh, shoot. And they got to accelerate and go all the way pedal to the metal. And that's just too much output required to try and play catch up. That's the second reason why people burn out, right? So all you got to do is figure out where you're at. Notice everyone around you backing off. Hold steady at minimum. And if you want to be fraction of 1%, accelerate just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. But it's about having the discipline to realize also when you're on holiday, you're on holiday. When you're working, you're working. And don't make from this point till December 31st, heck, January 10th probably, don't make it a boondoggle. Make it an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.